Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day two. Yesterday we reconnected with our breath and looked at some of the challenges of being in a work environment. Today we're going to get going with some practical ways to bring mindfulness to your working day. And what better time to start than when you first wake up? It's not like we wake up every morning with a big smile on our face and we jump out of bed like a dolphin out of water. We can wake up feeling negative, tired, a bit lost, or just a bit meh. That doesn't mean our day is set that way. Remember, everything constantly changes, and it's never too late to turn things around. Unless it's after 5 p.m, then I would give up trying mindfulness, wave the white flag, and accept that it's been a washout. Just kidding. 5 p.m. is just the time to start again. Okay, let's meditate. Here's a meditation to help you start the day well, so you'll be skipping to work every day, if that's your style. Finding a nice, comfortable, upright meditation posture. Sitting with dignity. Feeling tall, with your head reaching up to the sky. Loosening your shoulders. Taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. And gently closing your eyes. Allowing your body to relax. And noticing to what degree your body wants to relax. Some days your body might not quite feel like it. And that's okay. Being aware of that. Noticing where that resistance shows up in your body. Is there a thought that there's too much to get on with today? So you can't possibly sit down in meditation? Or maybe the feeling you need to get this meditation done to get on? And maybe gently giving yourself permission to be here, knowing that it can help the rest of your day, make it enjoyable, help you to be creative, and it can lower your stress levels too. And also setting the intention to be as present as you can for the rest of today. Setting that intention to make a conscious effort to pause, to stop and look around. And now shifting your attention to your breath, to allow your mind to settle. So this could be at your nostrils, down at your belly, or a sense of your whole body. Often we wake up with a very busy mind, with a whole day ahead of us. But this busy mind isn't really going to serve us so well, as it's like trying to see through fog. So allow your mind to settle, to bring some clarity, and switch the gas off for a minute. And continuing to do this for a few moments. Now, think of one thing you're grateful for. It doesn't have to be anything big. It could be the fact you have a roof over your head, you have food in the house, maybe that it's a particular day you enjoy, or you can simply be grateful that you're breathing. So making this true to how you feel, thinking of something that you're genuinely grateful for, rather than what you think you should be grateful for. So if you're sitting here breathing right now, and you don't feel like being grateful that you're breathing, that's okay. Find something that feels meaningful for you right now. Noticing if anything shifts in you from thinking of this thing that you're grateful for, and then letting go of this thing and appreciating any good feelings you got from it. Now imagining warm sunlight shining into the room you're in, feeling the warmth washing over you. And as you imagine this, feeling lighter and feeling a sense of uplift. As the sunlight bathes your body, lifts your spirits, and gives you some energy. And the sunlight's flooding the whole room, and you can barely see anything, as it's so bright. And this sunlight clears away any difficult feelings, any worries you have, any anxiety about the future. It completely clears you out, and all that's left is just you, sitting, being aware of each moment, without judgment, almost as if you were looking down on yourself, just conscious awareness, observing, and nothing more. And continuing to sit and breathe with this conscious awareness. And now, gently opening your eyes, giving your arms and hands a shake if you want to. You can shake off anything else you're holding on to. And now you're ready to start your day, as we end this meditation. So how are you starting this day? Do you feel tired? Awake? Are you generally feeling positive? Or does it feel like there's a heaviness? There's a bit of a cloud over your head today. However you feel, noting where you're starting from, and then you can practice your mindfulness from there. So if you're starting from a difficult place, try and go easy on yourself as best you can, and take lots of breaks. If you're feeling energized and positive, this could be the day you jump into work and you get lots done, and maybe you don't mind getting caught up in the busyness a bit. So going with that energy that you're feeling today. so we're kind of surfing on how we're feeling. Of course jobs aren't geared up to how we're feeling, but as I said earlier, with the stealth of a ninja, we can build in that mindfulness. So doing a meditation first thing in the morning is like having a good breakfast. It's fuel for your mind to begin the day. And gratitude isn't always an easy practice either. You might not be feeling very grateful for anything. Sometimes you have to dig a bit deeper to find that thing. Studies have actually shown that a grateful attitude can help with creativity, relationships, and the quality of work you do too. Give this meditation a try each morning and see how it changes your day. That's all for today. Tomorrow we're going to look at how we can slow down at work, take a few more breaks, and even change our workplace culture. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 3.